Sounds of the Summer, exploring the tones and colors of organs in Winston-Salem, began June 9th with a recital by co-founder, award-winning organist Timothy Olson. He performed on the 1971 Charles W. McManus organ at the Gemeinhaus in historic Bethabara Park. Sounds of the Summer 2013 concludes on Monday, August 19th at 7 o'clock with a performance in Shirley Recital Hall in the Elberson Fine Arts Center at Salem College. The program, presented by students of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts and Salem College, will feature the recently restored and renovated 1965 Flintrop organ. Sounds of Summer co-founder, Winston-Salem native, Centenary United Methodist Church organist emeritus Ray Ebert spoke with me about this remarkable performance series.
We didn't plan this, but we had our first recital at historic Bethabara Park, and that was the place of the first organ in the wilderness. In this whole part of, I guess the nearest organ would have been New Bern, maybe.
How about that?
So there was not a pipe organ, but the Moravians were, you know, big on music, and one of the first things they got was a little one row, one manual, one set of pipes, one rank pipe organ.
Was it a foot pedal operated one? How did it?
No, no, no. The wind was supplied by a small boy, or a teenage boy, pumping just like you would pump a water pump. Yeah. To get the wind pressure up. And then there was one keyboard with no pedal board. But, you know, it supplied the thing. And the story is that the Indians, when they heard this box with whistles in it, thought there was a child or several small children inside the box. And they had to be convinced that, no, it was there were organ pipes.
Wow. That's a great story. Are we talking 1700s then? When was that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right after, in the 1750s. So that was the beginning of our series, and that was also the beginning place of pipe organs in this area. None of the pieces have been duplicated. Each organist got to choose what they wanted to play, and I think they probably, you know, double-checked to make sure what they're going to play hasn't already been played.
Yeah.
But it just, each organ is different. So what on this organ could sound, you know, wonderful, that's basically where they go. At St. Paul's, Brent Neuenschwander played a Couperin piece. Now that's really, you know, several centuries ago. And it calls for a cornet, which is a combination of five different organ pipes on different pitches. And when you play it, the melody on it all together, it's just a very distinct sound. Well, St. Paul's, you know, is not 300 years old. It's from the 1920s. So it doesn't have a cornet. So he used the French horn. I mean, this is major lush.
Inventive orchestration.
Yes, worked beautifully.
And coming up on Monday, August 19th, this is for this series, a unique opportunity because you'll be hearing from multiple soloists.
Exactly, students at Salem in the School of the Arts. That goes all the way from high school students all the way to grad students. I'm not sure who will be playing because that's Dr. Olson's in a job to figure that out.
Sure, and we get a chance to hear the Flintrop organ and all of its glory post-renovation.
Exactly. And what's interesting to hear different people play one organ is that it should sound different every time. They make different decisions, different choices, what stops to use.
Keyboardist Ray Ebert. For 30 years, he was organist at Rinalda House Museum of American Art. He's now organist emeritus at Centenary United Methodist Church after a 40-year tenure there. Sounds of the Summer, exploring the tones and colors of organs in Winston-Salem. Sounds of the Summer 2013 concludes on Monday night, August 19th at 7 o'clock, with a performance in Shirley Recital Hall in the Elberson Fine Arts Center at Salem College. The program, presented by students of UNCSA and Salem College, will feature the recently restored and renovated 1965 Flintrop organ. You'll find more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.